Good morning, everybody. Glad to see everybody on this, I guess, what do we call this, a special commission meeting or something? I don't know. Especially called for special reason. And exciting to be here this morning. I appreciate all the commissioners being able to come. I think we only have one that's not going to be able to make it. So I appreciate everybody coming and at a fairly short notice. This meeting is called to order December 20th I thought it was later than I was. Anyway, about 9:05 a.m. Before proceeding with any business, I believe Mr. Smith has a statement to make.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Public notice of this meeting containing all items on the proposed agenda has been filed in the Office of the Secretary of State, is required by Chapter 551 Government Code, referred to as the Open Meetings Act. I'd like for this fact to be noted in the official record of the meeting. I also want to join Chairman Holt and the Commission in welcoming all of you today for the special commission meeting. And just a couple of little housekeeping rules, if I could, because of the nature of the discussions and deliberations, if y'all wouldn't mind just putting your cell phone or BlackBerry on silent or vibrate. Appreciate everybody reaching for their pockets now on that front. Also, there are going to be two items in which the commission is going to be hearing public testimony on. And so if you wish to speak on those items, if you would be so kind as to sign up outside at the appropriate time, Chairman Holt will call you forward. You'll have 3 minutes to address the commission. If you'll state your name and who you represent and your position on the item, we'll have a pretty simple lighting system that you can follow. For those of you who are unfamiliar with it, green means go, yellow means start to wind it up, and red means stop. So pretty easy, and again, we appreciate all of you joining us on the 20th of December. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Okay, what we're going to do is hear a presentation on action item number 3, which we'll be going into right now, regarding a land acquisition around our fish hatchery in Henderson County, take public comment, and then take action on that. Then we will recess to an executive session to discuss item number 4, which is a land acquisition in Val Verde County, the Devil's River Ranch. We'll then reconvene the public session, hear the presentation, and, of course, take public comment and then take action. And we feel that's kind of the way we can move this along the quickest. With that, Corky, you coming up on number 3? Or they're calling it item number 3. Am I missing anything?
Number 1, approval of the agenda.
Chairman,
where am I?
The agenda?
No. I'm sorry?
We just need you to approve the agenda for the meeting.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that in there. Did I miss that? Anyway, I guess we need approval of the agenda.
We yes, sir.
Okay. Commissioner Bivens, second. Commissioner Hickson, all in favor?
Aye.
So we've approved the agenda.
We're good.
And we have two. I better make sure I'm right. We have two items on the agenda.
Yes, that's right.
Somehow they're 3 and 4. I thought I'd looked at this before, but you can tell, obviously, I was somewhere else this weekend. So, anyway, Corky, you're handling, is this agenda item number 3?
I hope so. This is the Henderson County Athens Fish Hatchery item. The hatchery is located at Athens, Texas, approximately 70 miles from Dallas. The hatchery serves has a lot of functions. Although it is a production hatchery, it is a education center also, providing some of the things you see listed here: the educational programming, the aquariums, exhibits, interpretive wetlands, museum, and Hall of Fame, and hosts the Share of Lunker program. This is for an acquisition of approximately 14 acres north of the hatchery that is needed to build a small lake that will provide a water source for the hatchery that is all gravity flow, so we don't have to depend on electricity if something happens to the pumps or electricity for long term. This 14 acres we will build a lake on and have a reserve water supply for the hatchery. You can see the acquisition track there in red. This is also the second reading of this item. We saw it two meetings back, the August meeting, I believe. And staff recommends the Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission adopt the following motion. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission authorizes the executive director to take all necessary steps to acquire a 14-acre tract of land as an addition to the Texas Freshwater Fisheries Center. I will take any questions.
Any questions from the commission? Did we, Gene, any public comments?
No public comments.
Anybody had? No, sir.
That was
very straightforward then. We have no questions. Okay. We have a motion then on this item. Okay. Commissioner Morian. Second. Commissioner Friedkin. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? None. Hearing none. Motion carries. Thank you, Corky.